Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us on a Wednesday. Max Power produces and engineers the show. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. The top 10 category for the day, as chosen by Jeff, are favorite historical figures.
That is correct.
I'm not quite sure what qualifies, but I went ahead and made a list, and I'm feeling pretty good about it, but we'll have to see how it holds up.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll hold up just fine. There are a lot of historical figures. History has been going on for literally every second up until right now.
Right, but I'm not confused about that, Jeff. I'm not an idiot. What I'm confused about is what qualifies as a historical figure. Oh. And if you ever treat me like I'm some guy that just walked in off a hay truck,
you're kind of acting
I'll
like
knock
it a little
you
bit.
Out.
What's history?
You'll think I don't know what a historical figure is.
No, I do now. I think that now. So
because I'll tell you what, I am not going to sit here and have you disrespect me in the way you just did.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know.
No, now you're downplaying.
It's unfortunately that you are serious, but I'm afraid that you are.
Thank you. Number 10 on your list of famous historical figures.
My only president, one I've been sort of drawn to ever since I had to do a report on him in middle school, probably sixth or seventh grade, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Now, why would Rutherford B. Hayes?
Because that's my report guy.
Who's
just
known as one
him.
Of the terrible presidents.
Not a good president.
Why in the world would that be?
Lost the popular vote, and thankfully we shored that up and never happened again.
Really?
No, it has happened again several times.
All right. Number nine. That's a bad start.
You don't want to talk about Rutherford B. Hayes?
No, that's a bad start.
Who are the top five presidents who use their middle initial? James K. Polk's got to be in there. Right? Chester A. Arthur.
George W. Bush.
Yeah, there's some. There's some out there.
There's a few out there.
John F. Kennedy. I wonder why that is.
John F. Kennedy didn't really use his middle name. That was sort of ascribed to him.
Okay.
He didn't come in, hey, I'm John F. Kennedy.
FDR.
And neither did George Bush, really. He said, I'm George Bush. We just kind of, to distinguish them from other members of their family.
Right. I get it. Number nine, Confucius.
tell me anything about Confucius.
Tell me any sentence that starts with Confucius say, and you have my attention.
But why is that a favorite of yours?
I just like the philosophy of stuff, and I like Confucius.
These are historical figures, and we define that by their fame. I think I got my finger on the pulse of this now. Their fame encompasses all of society.
Right.
Their fame is. It's wide.
It's
not
all
just
reaching.
One group of people that say, oh, he's famous. Everyone adheres to the fame of these people.
Here's a Confucius say. I don't think he ever said Confucius say. That's just something we, quote unquote, ascribe. The man who asks a question is a fool for a minute. The man who does not ask is a fool for life. What great wise words from Confucius.
I don't know if you've been listening to this show for 4 years. But I've topped that at least 10 times.
You haven't.
Seriously. I mean, Max, we need to do a rundown, start to keep the things I say that could be used as, what you know, motivation.
None. There's nothing. Before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. I don't know if he actually said any of this stuff, but I'll take it.
What does that mean? You're going to get killed too?
Yeah. You're both going down. It's not going to be...
Well, that's what revenge is.
It's
I'm
going
to take you out. There's a good chance you'll take me out.
It's more of a metaphor. I don't think he's necessarily referring to death, but maybe spiritual death. Like it's going to impact you psychologically.
I am looking at a list put together by biographyonline.net of what they deem to be historical figures. It's interesting.
There's a lot.
There's a few I haven't heard of, much like the eyelash girl that we talked about.
Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Not Billie Eilish.
No, unfortunately, no.
Number eight on your list.
Number eight, appropriate.
Interesting.
Had a lot of wives, killed some. Max, make that a promo. I think that was hilarious.
Was it hilarious? I didn't even know.
A lot of wives, killed some. I think we know immediately who you're talking about. I just did a Donald Trump thing with my hands.
Why would I think that's funny, though?
Had a lot of wives, killed some? That's brilliant. At J.
Max Lutz, didn't even look up.
At JLutz82.
Well, yeah,
if
really?
You enjoy that synopsis.
You need people.
I do, yes.
Oh, my God, how weak. Sometimes a father.
I mean, just give the man a son. Anne Boleyn.
Number seven.
For crying out loud. Number seven is William Shakespeare. Beyond fascinated. I'm not like a scholar of his works, but how is it that one guy who wrote stuff 400 years ago and nobody else we care about?
Huh?
You know what I'm
sorry,
saying?
I'm so knee deep in this list.
Don't you want to go back and see what William Shakespeare was like as a human being?
Sure.
Like, why?
Listen. That's the promise of a afterlife is getting to meet all these people, right?
Not just meet them and
meet them and hang and be and they won't say talk to my people.
I don't care about
that's
meeting.
What we're supposedly headed for is a day where we can go up to William Shakespeare and say, Bill, take me through.
I don't care about meeting William Shakespeare.
What do you want?
I want to be dropped into his life. I want to see where did he get this?
Well, I don't know how it works. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe there's a Shakespeare world.
Well, I think if it's the afterlife, if it's heaven, I think we can choose our own scenario.
If you want to meet Shakespeare, go for it.
If you want to just be dropped into the 1500s.
Wow, John Stewart on this list. Is John Stewart a historical
figure? He'll be looked back upon as a pretty influential person.
Number six on your list, and we'll take your call at 869-1240. If you want to give us a couple names that you have.
Number six, I thought he'd be much higher, and it's a shame that he's not, but Martin Luther King Jr. I don't think you
can. See, I don't. That you weren't alive then.
That's his historical.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems
disingenuous. I wasn't alive during Shakespeare.
That should be higher.
It should.
That should be higher. So I'm immediately, now I'm not even listening to your list.
It should
anymore.
Be higher. I can't.
It's a terrible list.
But I also had to be true to myself. I obviously respect the heck out of Martin Luther King Jr. and could not be more grateful for the civil rights actions that he took. But for me, I'm more fascinated by other people.
Number five.
Thomas Edison.
More than Martin Luther?
Yeah, the guy invented...
Because he invented a light
bulb? The light bulb. Like, it's impossible to not think that no one had thought of that before. It's dark in here.
Well they had thought about it. But
I know they had.
Try to invent something sometime.
Well, Thomas Edison invented a lot of stuff.
Right. Try to be the guy that's responsible for light.
Not only did he invent a lot of stuff, he failed initially at a lot of stuff.
Duh. Every inventor does.
But not just inventing. I mean, he's a guy who rebounded. He pulled himself up by the bootstraps and got some stuff done.
John is up on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. John.
Confucius says, every man lives two lives. The second one begins when he realizes he has just one.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is. Did he really say that?
Well, I wasn't there for it, but apparently.
Or you didn't. Did you just say that? Wow, that was good.
Well, I think
I've said similar things on this show, though. Thank you, John. I wish I could just go to the.
Why do you need to be compared to just let Confucius.
I wish I could just go to the tape.
There is no tape. Say something right now if you're so philosophical.
As was the case with Confucius, you don't just think of it.
No, Confucius just
thought of it. It comes to you.
I believe Confucius just thought of it.
There'll be a Lutz cookie someday that when you go to a restaurant, at the end of it, you'll pull out.
Do you think there's a Confucius cookie?
There's a fortune cookie. Yeah, it's much the same thing.
Similar.
Where are we?
We're on number five.
Number five
that
on
was
your
number
list.
Five, Thomas Edison. Man, I hate rolling through this. I like to spend some time with these people.
Number four on your list.
Amelia Earhart, one of the great aviation figures.
Now, have you ever watched any documentary on her?
I've seen a lot of stuff on Amelia Earhart.
No, you haven't. I'm calling you out.
I read more than I watch.
I'm calling you out.
Well, I'm very fascinated by Amelia Earhart's story. Never been found. Except, has she? No. But has she? I don't know. You know who I should put on this list that I just thought of?
Who?
D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I'm extremely fascinated by that young man's story.
Number three on your list of historical figures, it's top 10 Wednesday.
Can I take out Einstein and put in?
No, your favorite.
Albert Einstein.
Albert
Einstein.
Speaking
of someone we're compared to, that one's. You can have Confucius. I'll take Einstein
all
day.
Not one time has anybody ever compared you to Albert Einstein.
Of course they have. They say, what are you doing, Einstein, all the time. That happens to me regularly.
I hate it when you try to be funny because you fall so flat.
I don't think
and
I
it,
do.
And it makes me not as funny.
Well, sorry.
Honestly.
Well, if you were so funny, you'd bring my game up.
Albert Einstein laid the framework for a new branch of physics and Einstein's E equals MC2 on mass energy equivalence is one of the most famous formulas. What is it?
Are you serious?
I know what it's called.
Say it.
No. In the world.
E equals MC2. I love that. Speaking of going to the tape.
Nobel Peace Prize in 1921. Next.
Neil Armstrong.
Why?
First man on the moon.
That's it?
Yep.
Number two on your list.
That was number two.
Who was three?
Albert Einstein.
What's your issue? Number one, you're all time. Let's get to Jeremy. Jeremy, hello. You're on the drive.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Jeff, I think the only time I've ever heard anybody call you Einstein was in the most ironic way.
That was my point. Come on, Jeremy. You know I was making fun of myself.
That didn't come through to me, Jeremy.
This is the first time I've been able to call in a while, so I just wanted to say, hey, still love you guys' show.
Who's on your list of historical figures?
I would probably have to say mine would be more sports historical figure, like a Rocky Marciano or something like that, just because of how much he...
I'm shying away from sports on this. I'm going for the much deeper look into the historical figures. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. You don't have anybody from sports on your list, do you?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Because this isn't a sports list.
Although there's a couple that I wrote down, but I'm not going to go with them. Actually, there's no one from sports I wrote down. I'm proud of myself.
I didn't write down any. I have all non-sports and only one president.
Number one, your all-time favorite historical figure.
I don't know how people are going to react to this, but it's Anne Frank.
Now, I've known you for 36 plus years. Never heard you mention her. So my question.
Do I need to mention her?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind
of. I don't really ever mention any of these people.
I had no idea.
I'm drawn to their stories.
But what about her story?
It's just an amazing story.
Yes,
how
it is.
How, I don't even know the word, the adjective, to fill in how blank it is that her diary was left behind during the Holocaust and during World War II. It's amazing. that we have that historical recounting of experiencing that.
Yeah, it is. But it's also amazing that I've never in 36 years heard you say
her
name.
I enjoy.
Have you read
learning
the Diary
about
of Anne
World,
Frank?
Yeah, we've read it.
When?
We read it in,
if she's your number one all-time favorite.
We read it at Wilbur like every year. So
you should have a copy of it. Do you have a copy of it at your
house?
We did a
play. I went through it. I read background information on it.
Do you have a copy of it at your house?
No.
Then I don't know how she can be number one.
I don't have a copy of any historical biography. I'm a contemporary guy.
I like the choice. I'm just saying. Here's Mike. Mike, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great topic today, by the way.
Well, give credit to Jeff.
Hey, yeah, I love it. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite, Alexander the Great. Not necessarily because of the military aspects, just the exploration, bringing in the entire Hellenistic age from 323 to 30 BC, the influence in philosophy, the influence in art, as well as, and probably to me, speaking, the melding of two different cultures, Greco-Persian, and the treatment that he had of women, of captive peoples. It's a fascinating figure. Shows up in the Quran, shows up in ancient Hebrew literature, and shows up in the Old Testament.
Good stuff. Thanks, Mike.
He is extremely influential.
I felt like I was in class. Thank you, Mike. That made my brain hurt.
I enjoyed
that
it.
That was outstanding. Charlie, you're next.
Hey, Bob. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hope I don't get in trouble for this. I would love, my number one would be Jesus Christ every day, every day.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
I just don't want to bring up religion or politics on this show.
It's all good. He was a living person.
We don't talk religion, but we don't mind you bringing up Jesus.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
You bet.
We nearly
made. I mean, I considered him, but there's no good ending to that sentence. Of course, Jesus. Jesus, yes.
That's all you got?
Well, I can't say, oh, but I didn't think. It's like, it's Jesus.
Well,
of course.
I mean, that's got to be the favorite of most people, right?
Yes.
Should have been yours.
Right.
He is ours. We're going with, I ask a question on Twitter about who's your favorite young quarterback, pretty much, but I didn't include Patrick Mahomes because everybody would have voted for him.
I thought you said you were going to say you didn't include Jesus.
So in the same vein, if we're going to include Jesus, everybody's going to have him number one, right?
Not everybody, but yeah.
869-1240. Our top 10 list this Wednesday is our favorite historical figures. My number 10 is Marilyn Monroe.
Thought about her.
I thought about her.
She was living during your time, so I don't think that counts.
Barely. Not very long into my time, but a little while.
Yeah, she was making movies in the 50s, right?
I was born in 55.
A lot of Marilyns came out of the baby boomer.
Including
era,
your mother.
Including my mother.
Number 9, Grace Kelly. I'm just going to go with...
Really? You're just going all starlets?
No, she's not really number 9, but she could be.
I wouldn't call her historical.
Really?
I don't know. Like, actors and actresses.
She was the Princess of Monaco, for crying out loud.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Who knows?
Here's Virgil. Hello, Virgil.
Hey, I don't really have no one on the list. I just want to say that what kind of show in America gives you Jesus Christ, Alexander the Great, the Three Stooges, and Anne Frank within 3 minutes? That's your show.
We're all over the place, Virgil.
That's us.
We have no control. Thanks, Virgil, for pointing that out. I think I'm happy that he pointed that out.
Why shouldn't you be?
I love Virgil. We love everyone.
I like Virgil.
If you take time to listen to this show and you want to contribute, you're on my A list. Virgil's another one that I've had disagreements with. I don't see eye to eye with Virgil on a lot of things, but he's a good guy.
He's a very good person.
And that's why social media, that's another reason why it stinks. Because on social media, you can't tell who's a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get into a debate with somebody, and the written word.
But also on social media, you find out things about people that they wouldn't necessarily flaunt or talk about.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I know.
Everybody's trying to make their way. You know what we all need to do? We all need to become as one, as Americans.
Especially on a 9/11.
Give me a Einstein with something like
Confucius.
That. Confucius. Here's Kyle. Kyle, you're next.
Hey, you know, guys, how's it going today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. Hey, so first of all, Bob, I just wanted to have a little fun at your E equals MC2. But second of all, I have three of the historical figures. I'm kind of a history buff with presidents, and so I kind of like Eisenhower, obviously being from Kansas, and kind of how he started the interstate system right before the Cold War kind of really got going. Abraham Lincoln, obviously during the Civil War, how that kind of was going on with that. And then FDR kind of was starting with that New Deal right after the Great Depression, how that kind of brought America back up and really thriving, you know, just a short amount of time after the worst times that we've had as a country.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Kyle. No, don't make fun of me.
It's E equals MC squared, okay?
You know what I know? Of course I know that.
Okay.
I made a mistake.
It's okay. We just had a little fun with you. You don't have to take it personally.
You don't think I know what squared means.
What does it mean?
Times two.
No, but that's all right.
It means if four squares, 16.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because it's four times four.
Okay.
What are you talking? You know what, Max?
You just said times two, so I...
Well, I was thinking of two.
I know.
I'm going to... Here's what I'm going to do.
A lot of people make that mistake.
I'm either going to spend my last 20 years in a home or prison. And it might be prison, because I might just...
So here's
I might just waylay you.
Here's a really tough one.
I don't want to talk about it.
What does that...
No. Jess, you're next. Hello, Jess.
Hey, guys. I'm amazed no one's mentioned Douglas MacArthur.
That's a good one.
So,
that's a very good one.
Or Frederick Douglass.
Several Purple Hearts, survived World War I.
Yeah, but MacArthur was more contemporary. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I just got Douglas in my brain.
Nothing wrong with that. Did I give number nine? No, I didn't. Number nine, Thomas Jefferson.
Man, we got to start moving here.
What about that one?
That's a good one.
Yeah, you're darn right it is.
Wrote the Constitution, I think.
Number eight, Martin Luther King. Even lower than
on
your list.
Why'd you get me?
I know. All these people are people I adore. Okay?
Absolutely.
Number seven, I'm going to go away from Shakespeare. That's who I originally had, but you had him. So I'm going to go away from him. And I'm going to go off the grid a little bit. I'll see if you buy this as a historical figure. Hitchcock.
Sort of. But again, you kind of grew up with him. The other two writers.
What do you mean, grew up with him?
He was on TV all the time.
What a great.
The other two writers I considered that I thought you might be going with were Mark Twain and Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, not bad. Certainly was subjected to more Mark Twain than I was Edgar Allan Poe, and enjoyed him more.
I thought the darkness of Edgar Allan Poe would get you.
I'm not that dark.
Okay.
Number six, here's where I have my three-way tie.
There's no three-way tie.
This is a three-way tie. You know I took a philosophy class or two at Wichita State.
Yes, you loved it.
And I was enamored by the whole process. I love philosophy. I believe that I'm on a level that's a little bit higher than most people when it comes to looking at the world and giving my opinions. So Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle are right there.
Fine.
What?
Who came first?
Socrates.
I thought it was Plato, but you might be right.
Look it up.
Okay.
William the Great studied from... one of those guys, right?
William the Great.
Alexander the Great, not William.
I'm so confused right now.
Alexander the Great was a student of one of those philosophers. Look that up. Look it up.
I thought I don't want to because I don't. If you're wrong, I just want you to be right. I just want
look it up.
I don't want to
Google Alexander the Great philosopher.
Plato was a student of Socrates, so well done.
There you go.
For some reason, I thought Plato came first.
All right.
So I'm just going to let you have all of that.
Let's get to Lee on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, our top 10 favorite historical figures. Go, Lee.
I have one that I personally like. I don't know if he really is quite up there with some you've listed, but Carl Sagan, I always liked a lot of his speeches. Pretty good person all around.
I expected you to give us Alfred Coors or somebody like that.
I'll go have a beer with Bill Coors or whoever too, but that's fine.
Thanks, Lee. Lee, we've created somebody in Lee who's not ever present on the show. He's kind of fixed his spot.
Star of the show.
He's a great character on the show.
He is.
Number five, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned this one. Would we even be here today without Christopher Columbus?
Yeah, but so much surrounding him is bad.
Whether it's bad, good, this isn't. I'm not here to judge.
You should be. His actions. They don't even celebrate Columbus Day anymore. It's Native Peoples Day, I believe.
I understand that, but the guy did discover America.
Yeah, by accident.
Whether it's accident or not.
I'm just saying. I don't think we...
Don't discover something on purpose. Hey, I'm going to... Hey, honey.
Yes, you do.
I'll be back Thursday. I'm going to go discover something.
But
no.
He wasn't.
You don't do that. You're out in the waters. You come up on something.
But he was trying to go somewhere else.
What's this, I wonder?
He was missing.
Hey, there's land.
He was misnavigating.
It's not something you plan.
It kind of is. We go west. There must be something there. He wasn't trying to find what he found.
Back in a minute, honey. Got to go discover something.
You used that.
Ridiculous.
Number can't do
four.
The joke again.
I'll do the joke.
It was good the first time, but then you fall
I'll
back on
it.
I'll
do the joke as many times as I want.
And then it becomes trite after one reading.
Number four. You know what? You're not the judge that I look. I got to hurry up here.
You kind of do.
Number four, Albert Einstein, for reasons that should be obvious. Number three on my list, Winston Churchill.
Wrote him down. Got us
remarkable man. Remarkable man.
Helped us get through World War II.
Number two, Abraham Lincoln. And
yes,
number
sir.
One on my list, because I've been told I look like him, Ernest Hemingway.
Really?
Yes.
Speaking of, I've never really heard you mention.
Really?
I
talk about him all the time.
Okay, my bad. What about...
He's an inspiration.
You know who we should have had on the show for Don Henley reasons? Henry David Thoreau. Walden Pond.
Had him on the show? What?
I said Henry David Thoreau.
We should have had him on the show.
No, I said we should have had on the list for Don Henley reasons.
Nah.
Walden
That's
Woods.
Henley's thing, not mine.
Number one, Henry
There you
David
go.
Thoreau.
Suck up again.
Yeah, Henley's going to hear it.
When we come back, we will talk Friends University football with Dion Manili, the football coach at Friends. They are playing Kansas Wesleyan Saturday night at Austin Adair Stadium on the Friends University campus. We'll catch up with the Falcons. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.